On Tuesday, traffic safety advocates protested outside a fundraiser for State Senate Republican at the Troy Country Club. Their purpose was to urge the lawmakers to return to Albany to reinstate and expand New York City's school speed camera program. Transportation Alternatives, a nonprofit whose mission is to reclaim New York City streets from the automobile, and Families for Safe Streets, a group of New Yorkers whose loved ones have been killed in traffic crashes, organized the action. WOOC correspondent Elizabeth Press spoke with three of the advocates outside the Troy Country Club.
My name is Thomas DeVito. I'm Senior Director of Advocacy for Transportation Alternatives. We are up here today in Troy because on July 25th, 120 of the 140 speed safety cameras near schools in New York City went dark. They went dark because Senate leadership in the New York State Senate, John Flanagan, Marty Golden in particular, failed to reconvene the Senate to vote for a common sense piece of legislation that has support from 34 state senators, which is a majority. It is being bottled up. It is being taken hostage legislatively. And so these Albany games, unfortunately, tragically, unacceptably, have real-world implications, meaning 200,000 students in New York City who go to summer school are currently unprotected from speeding cars. Right now, there's a $1,500 a game fundraiser happening, led by Majority Leader Flanagan. We are here to make sure that he knows, that his donors know what he is doing, that we see them, and we are going to be holding them accountable for their dereliction of duty.
Hi, my name is Jane Martin Laveau, and I'm here representing Families for Safe Streets, which is an organization of folks who have lost loved ones to traffic violence. I'm a New York City resident, born and raised in New York City, product of New York City public schools. I'm a New York City public school teacher, and my children attended public schools. My daughter, Leonora Laveau, was struck and killed by a vehicle 5 years ago, and we don't want other families to go through what we've been through.
And last but not least.
Hi, my name is Steve Schofield. I'm a longtime volunteer with Transportation Alternatives. I'm here partially for practical reasons, since I had the car to bring people up here, but also because I am really angry that Senator Flanagan and Senator Golden and their pals are holding kids' lives hostage for political gamesmanship.
This is Tom.
So, yes, this is Tom. We also want to point out that here in Troy, we're around 10 miles away from Albany. Instead of playing golf, our senators, our leaders, should be in their cars right now driving to Albany just down the road in order to pass this legislation. There's no reason why they couldn't do it today if they wanted to. They're spending their day here playing games and not doing their jobs.
So basically, just explain to me further, there was a speed camera in front of schools legislation and it's expired now.
Yeah, exactly. It expired. We've been fighting for 3 years. Families for Safe Streets has been going year after year up to Albany to advocate for a piece of legislation that would expand the current 140 speed cameras and then expand with an additional 150, opening up 290 schools in New York City to the protection of speed safety cameras. Now, speed safety cameras have been proven to reduce speeding in school zones by 63% on average. They have saved lives, and the fact that the Senate is allowing this program to lapse is completely unforgivable.
So when it lapses, what happens on the ground?
The cameras are dark. 120 of the 140. This is a pilot program that was implemented in two phases. The first phase was 20. The second phase was an additional 120. The second phase has expired. The first phase of 20 cameras are currently operational, but they themselves will also be expiring at the end of August. So the clock is ticking. School reconvenes on September 5th. That 200,000 number of summer school students will balloon to over 1.1 million. So it's absolutely imperative that the Senate reconvenes, does their job, protects New York City kids.
And what has been the response of people here today as you protest outside of the Country Club of Troy?
So we have had a tremendous response from the people that we have talked to, a number of the folks who have driven out, presumably donors who are participating in the fundraiser, express their support to us. We had children on their bikes ride by, expressing curiosity about what was happening here. They themselves expressed how afraid they are of speeding cars out in front of their high school here. So this is a problem that is experienced much more widely in New York State. In New York City, we, with our speed safety camera program, have begun making a dent in the epidemic of traffic violence. New York City, unlike most places in the country, has seen a reduction in pedestrian fatalities, in fatalities on our streets. That is not the same elsewhere. But speed safety cameras are a vital reason why we have seen success. And the state Senate, led by John Flanagan and abetted by Senator Marty Golden in New York City, is moving us backwards.
And what is their aversion to these cameras?
So what's happening is there's legislative hostage taking happening. There's a particular senator, it's widely known, Senator Felder, has said that he will not support speed safety cameras unless another piece of legislation that he sponsors that is unrelated passes. So the bill that he wants is related to armed guards in public schools and schools in New York City, entirely unrelated. It's ghastly to tie these two issues together. Speed safety cameras are proven to save kids' lives, and it is incumbent upon our leaders to do best for their constituents and pass this legislation.
Your sign says speed cameras saves lives. You also have a picture of your daughter on your shirt with a pin that says Vision Zero. What does Vision Zero mean, and what does it mean for you to be here today?
Vision Zero is a citywide program that is doing its best to reduce speeding throughout the city. We have a reduced speed limit. It was 30 formerly and has been reduced to 25. Statistics have shown that obviously, the slower one goes, the less damage one does. And so that difference of 5 miles per hour has been shown to save lives. That extra 5 miles an hour can kill people more often, twice as often. So that is part of the program. And the speed cameras have been proven to do just that, which is to help people slow down. The numbers seem to indicate that it has reduced speeding by 63%, has reduced injuries by a significant number as well. Those who receive tickets for speeding in school zones do not do it again. And this is what we want. We want people to slow down. We want people to be mindful. We want to change the entire culture of driving in New York City, as well as everywhere else. And just to remember that safety comes first. In New York, people joke about doing things more quickly than other parts of the country or the world. And sometimes it's not funny when we're on the streets and we're not paying attention to what other people are doing and just trying to get where we're going as fast as we can. Things happen that have serious consequences. And so for my daughter, a speeding driver cost her life and cost her friend his life, cost the driver his life as well. So slowing down, that life you save could be your own.
I'm sorry for your loss. And I wonder how you're able to find Families for Safe Streets.
Well, how other people can find it. They have a website that they can go to and look them up. They have a Facebook page. So they're readily accessible for people who want to find out more information, for people who need support, either who have lost loved ones or have been injured in crashes themselves. The organization provides support as well as information. For me, it means that I'm among other people who have experienced what I've experienced. Many of us have lost children as well as other loved ones. And many of us have also been injured in crashes. The statistics seem to indicate that a person is injured every 6 minutes in New York City. and someone is killed every 38 hours. And this is unacceptable. My own family history, growing up, I knew that my grandfather had been struck and killed by a speeding driver. I later learned that my grandfather had been struck and killed also by a reckless driver. And now my daughter, my own daughter. And it's just, it's too much. We're coming up in the next couple of weeks. She would be turning 30. But she's not here to celebrate. So this is something that I and my family will have to live with for the rest of our lives. It doesn't change. It doesn't go away. And this is happening to many, many families. And it's very, very sad and beyond disconcerting that this is a growing community of people who have lost children, people who have lost loved ones, and people who have been hurt. We need to slow down.
Now, this is broadcasting on WOC 105.3 FM here in Troy. How can our audience find out more?
So if you want to get further involved, you can visit transalt.org. You can also send an email to info@familiesforsafestreets.org. Please shoot us an email. We'd love to plug you in to this issue and issues of Safe Streets more broadly. And yeah, this is a growing movement, and it is very sad that it's growing. But if we're going to make progress, it will take people rising up and talking about it and demanding change. And that's why we're here today. Legislation for speed safety cameras in school zones for New York City is a key means of preventing traffic violence, and taking a step backwards is not an option. The Senate needs to reconvene. Leader Flanagan needs to pass this bill. It's on him. If it does not happen, blood will be on his hands.
So that was a very sad story about the bizarre nature of politics in Albany, and they talked about how this Safe Streets bill was being held hostage to one Republican senator who wants to put guns in schools. But the other strange thing about this particular situation is that the Assembly, in order to retaliate against the Senate, blocked a bill that the Senate had passed to stop garbage incineration in the Finger Lakes area, which got people also incredibly upset. But this piece, we listened to Thomas DeVito, the Director of Advocacy for Transportation Alternatives. He was joined by Jane Martin Laveau, whose daughter Lenore Laveau was killed by a driver 5 years ago, and the New York City transportation advocate Steve Schofield. They were interviewed by WOOC correspondent Elizabeth Press outside a GOP fundraiser at the Troy Country Club.
And we've come to the end of our show. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. I'm J.P. Pogorski.
And I'm Mark Dunley. I want to thank Jonah Moberg for being our engineer. Remember to tune back in tomorrow and every weekday at 7 a.m., 9 a.m., and 6 p.m. to get your daily dose of local news. You can also get that dose through our Hudson Mohawk Magazine podcast and Facebook page. If you have comments, suggestions, or a bittersweet confession, you can text us at 518-888-3004. That is